is the Hashkofa Shia for Parashas Chukas. Zos Chukas HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Bi Oel. And the Gemara in Brachos darshins the name of one of the greatest Amoraim that we have in Talmud Bavli, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. We're going to talk a lot today about Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Amar Eish Lakish Minayin she'ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'misha memis atzmo aleha. She'nemar zos ha'Torah Adam ki yomus ba'ohel. This is the principle, the foundation, the concept of Reish Lakish, that a person who is willing to sacrifice for divrei Torah, he will be able to maintain his Torah. The Torah will be his. And he derives it from our parasha, Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'Oel. We have a klal in the Yerushalmi, Kol Omer Shmua Mipi Omra, Yehi Roeh Baal HaShmua Ke'ilu Hu Omed Kenegdo. When you transmit Torah in the name of someone, you should have that person's image in your mind. My time, how do we know this? A pasuk in Tehillim, Ach b'tzelem yishalech ish. And the Shvilei Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedman, in the name of the Chidush Arim, one of the greats of Chassidus, of Ger, says, Ki ha-shmua v'achidush ha-hu shayach l'shorish nishmasol shel bal ha-shmua. That a piece of Torah and an insight that is presented by Rabbi so-and-so, whoever that rabbi is, that Torah has some relationship to the root and the essence of that rabbi's neshama. And therefore we call that rabbi Baal HaShmua. It's his chiddush. And when a person studies and he knows and he understands the Divrei Torah, he gets a little bit of a ha'ora, of some sort of an insight from the neshama of the Baal HaShmua. And therefore he sees the Baal HaShmua kaviyochol omed kenegdo in front of him. So when we think about this statement of Ein Divrei Torah miskaimel v'misha memis atzmo aleha, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, we get an image of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and we can appreciate that this statement, this principle formulated, is representative, reflective of the very essence of the neshama, the personality of Rav Shimon ben Lakish. As the Gemara quotes it in Chagiga, Noa Doresh V'Noa Makayim, he, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, was not only a darshan about Memis Atzmo Oleho, but he was Yofe Makayim in his whole life. He was the embodiment of fulfillment of this idea, this principle of Memis Atzmal Divrei Torah. The Gemara tells us about Metzia that at the beginning of his life, at the beginning of his career, in his youth, Reish Lakish was none other than the manig, the leader of all the thieves, of all the shodadim, those who would attack people on the roads and take their money, until Rabbi Yochanan came into Reish Lakish's life. And he was Makari of Reish Lakish. He brought him close to the Kanfei Hashchina. He taught him Torah. And in the presence, in the close relationship between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish killed himself in the Oel Shel Torah. He gave up his whole life to Torah study until he became the Rabbam Shel Yisrael, from the greats, all-time greats of the Chachmei Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. And all of his holy statements are spread throughout all the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, from here, there, from one end to the other. Let's talk for a moment about the charifus, the sharpness, the great, profound insight of Reish Lakish, his pilpul shel Torah, his milchamta shel Torah. We derive this from Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chof Dalet, Omar Ula. Ula declares, Haroes Reish Lakish beBeis HaMedrash. If you got a sight of Reish Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, Ki'ilu Oker Harim V'Tochnam Zebazeh, you would see a person who was capable of uprooting mountains and taking mountains together and grinding them together. In other words, Reish Lakish had the ability to discern, to penetrate through layers and layers of Torah until he got to reveal the depths of Torah. Reish Lakish was the one who would realize and reveal all contradictions in the Torah and then reconcile those contradictions, b'derech nechona, in the right way. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan testifies about his Talmud Reish Lakish when he cries at the death of Reish Lakish, and he eulogizes him, his Talmud, in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Bar Lakisha, which means Reish Lakish ki havi amina milsa, when I would say something, when I would transmit the Torah, avi makshili esrim v'arba kushasa, he would raise 24 objections, umafarkinole esrim v'arba pruke, and he would offer 24 resolutions to these questions, to these inconsistencies. Umemelin, as a result of these questions, Rav Choshmaitita, the sugya became so wealthy, so rich, it expanded, it became much more profound. Havika Azil, and Rabbi Yochanan, after the death of his Talmud Muvak Reish Lakish, he went and Kora Ma'ane, and he cut his garments. Kabachi V'yomer, and he was crying and declaring, Hecha At Bar Lakish, Hecha At Bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish, where are you? Reish Lakish, when I told him Torah, says Rabbi Yochanan, he would ask me 24 questions, he would answer the 24 questions with 24 answers, and that's how we clarified the sugya in the most profound way. Manifla v'nora, it's unbelievable. The koach, the power of Reish Lakish with his yigiyas haTorah, with the effort and the toil that he put into Torah, because on top of his harifus, above and beyond his sharpness, his penetrating insights, his pilpul v'Torah, as an oker harim v'tochnam zebazeh, to the point to which he could raise 24 objections to Rabbi Yochanan's Torah. But nevertheless, he prepared before he went into Rabbi Yochanan. Let's not think mistakenly that Reish Lakish came into Rabbi Yochanan to the Shia. He was unprepared and he rattled off 24 questions. No, Reish Lakish worked very hard in preparing himself and organizing his Torah before he came into Rabbi Yochanan. How many times did he review his Torah and organize it before he came into Rabbi Yochanan? 40 times. Corresponding to the 40 days in which the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tells us in Titus, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Daf Chesam Ralf, Reish Lakish Amar, Im Ra'isa Talmud Shalimudo Koshalov Kebarzel, Bishvil Mishnaso Shainasturo. If you see a student and he's having trouble learning, he feels he's not succeeding, he's not comprehending, then it's because his Mishnah, his Torah knowledge is not organized. Maitakanto, what should be the resolution? Yarbe b'yeshiva, he's got to sit long hours. And kolshkein mishnaso sdurlo meikara, and how much more so if his Torah is organized in a logical structure. And the Gemara says, Ki hod Reish Lakish tavi mesader masnis arboin zimnin, 40 times he would repeat the sugya and organize it. Kineged arboim yom shenitna Torah. And then, after it was organized 40 times, Ayel lekame to Rabbi Yochanan, he went in to Rabbi Yochanan, but not before. So the Reish Lakish personifies the deep insight into Torah, but more important perhaps is the work, the toil that he puts into Torah. And perhaps when you think about the hesped that Rabbi Yochanan delivers for a student of Shimba and Lakish, and he says, Hecha At Bar Lakish, Hecha At Bar Lakish, he repeats himself, Where is Reish Lakish? He's gone. Where is Reish Lakish? Let's understand that based on the statement of Reish Lakish himself, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimim Ela B'Mi Shememes Atzmo Aleha. And let's ask the following question, or Hakira. What is the intent, what is the meaning of Reish Lakish B'Mi Shememes Atzmo Aleha? Is he talking about physical endurance, the Amol Shel Torah in the physical sense? He limits his achila, he limits his shena, he doesn't sleep that much, he doesn't eat that much, he's dedicated, back-breaking work, Yom of Elayla, to the study of Torah. Or perhaps, what Reish Lakish means when he says, Memis Atzmo Leo, he means the neshama, he means more on the spiritual, intellectual level, the amelus of Torah, meaning to work hard, to try to understand the sugya, the igiya. But this is a Yigiyah Sasechel. We're not talking about Miut Achilo. We're talking about Yigiyah Sasechel. It means that he doesn't read things and understand things superficially. He works very hard to break them down, to dissect them, to analyze them, to investigate every single halacha, and to put it up to the light and see it from different perspectives. He actually torments his Sechel with Amelus B'Torah, with Yigiyah B'Torah. His iyun is so profound with so much work. He's a memis atzmo aleha. He works endlessly, tirelessly to understand the Torah, penetrating into its deeper foundations and fundamental principles, dissecting them, categorizing them. We saw this, we were zocher to see this with Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, when we would see in the middle of shir, he got stuck on a problem, how he would work and toil. There was no laziness. There was backbreaking work, but I don't mean physically backbreaking. I'm talking about intellectually. To the point in which he was so intellectually involved in his analysis, in his dissection of the Torah, that he was oblivious to everything that was around him. It was amazing. And perhaps we can answer this question about what aspect of Memis Atzmo Lev Reish Lakish had in mind, by taking a look at a number of different mamorim, different statements of Chazal in different places. And I think that ultimately we're going to come to the conclusion that both interpretations are correct. That on the one hand, a person has to study Torah with amelus, the physical amelus, backbreaking work. He doesn't have time to eat and drink and sleep and all, and engage and indulge in all the pleasures of life. But on the other hand, he has to have amelus b'Torah of a spiritual nature, of an intellectual nature, in which he sweats and he toils with his mind, a tremendous yigiyah tzuma to understand and delve into the meanings and the fundamental principles that underlie the concepts of the Torah. The Mishnah in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, Kachi darka shel Torah pasma melech tochal, we're talking about Memis Asatzmo, literally killing his physical body with miut achila, miut shesia, pasvel tochal, mayim b'shor tishte, chai tzar tichye. And this really reflects, to some extent, the maimar of Reish Lakish that we began with, that Eina Torah Miskayemes El B'Misha Memis Atzmo Aleha, and we're talking about Memis Atzmo Aleha literally. And the Gemara tells us, Amri Debei Rav Yanai, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean in Mishlei? Ki Mitz Chalav Yotzi Chema. And we're talking about milk, and we're talking about butter. Where do you find the butter of Torah? The beauty of Torah, the insights of Torah. B'misha, meki cholav sheyonak mishtei ima oleh. Rashi says, what does it mean? He spits off, he regurgitates the his mother's breast milk. What does that mean? Hamotzi es hacholav shematzatz mishtei ima al divrei Torah chemahila. What it means is that through Esek HaTorah, and limiting his achil and shesia, he's in a sense limiting the chalav, the milk that he imbibed from his mother. And the Rambam really, how shall I say, embellishes in a beautiful way in Hilchas Talmud Torah this idea of memes atzmo leah. And the Rambam writes, "Ein divrei Torah miskaimim b'mishamarpa atzmo leahem." If he's laid back about the Torah, he won't achieve the kiyum of miskaimim divrei Torah. The Rambam says, "V'lo bi'elu shalomdu mitoch idun mitoch achilu shasiya." The Rambam says that you cannot be zocha to Torah if you're involved and indulging in the pleasures of life, exceedingly dedicated to all the food and the drink and so forth and so on. El b'misha memes atzma leah mitzar gufo tom. It clearly, the Rambam understood that memes atzma leah is referring to the tzar aguf. V'lo yitein shein oli einav el ula af apav tnuma. He's not allowed to sleep. And the Chachamim say, Zos HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Bo'el. Here is the Rambam codifying the halacha of Reish Lakish, the principle of Reish Lakish, Shein HaTorah Miskayemus, El B'misha Memes Atzmo Be'o'el Leha, Be'o'el Chachamim. Certainly the Rambam is talking about Sarah de Gufa, about Memes Atzmo in the literal sense. The Rambam continues, there in Perek Gimel Milchas Talmud Torah, towards the end of the Perek, he writes, "Afal pisha mitzvah lumod biyom v'layla, ein odem lomeid rov chachmasal v'layla, l'fichach misharotza lizkos b'kesito yizor v'chol leilosav, lo ya'abid afilu acha echad man v'shena, v'achilu shesiyu sicha v'chayotzved, ele b'talmud Torah, u'b'divrei chachma. Omru chachomim ein dina shel Torah el b'layla, ein rina shel Torah el b'layla, shenemar, Kumi Roni Balaila Vakola Osek Vitor Balaila Khutchal Khesinimshakola Bayom Shinever Yomom Yitzava Shem Khazdo Balaila Shiri Balaila Shira Imo Imi Tfilo Lakel Chai. So the Rambam's emphasis here is on Yigias Gufo in Asekator Yomov Balaila Miut Shado Mirachila. And the Taz in Orchaim Simim Mem Zion writes, Pirish divrei Reish Lakish she'ena Torah miskayemes el b'misha memes atzmo leah liga liyageas hanefesh haruchnis she'asechel shebemoach lasok b'torah b'pilpul b'iyun ha'torah miskayemes el b'misha memes atzmo leah dainu she'osek b'pilpul u'b'masumatan shel Torah k'mo she'dorshu al ha'posuk b'chukosai te'lecho al menas she'tiyu ha'melim b'torah. It seems clearly from the Taz that he understood that the Chachamim were putting all the emphasis on Memes Atzmo Leah in the intellectual sense, on Melus B'Torah, and he emphasizes She Osek B'Pilpul B'Masumet Matan Shel Torah. And the Taz adds that that's reflected in the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzah Shekichon Mitzosu Tzion Lasok B'Divrei Torah. That's the Ashkenazic rite or version. V'lo Tignu Lilmod Divrei Torah. It's not enough to study Torah because the Iker Mitzvah is through Amelus and Yigiyah. Lasok means harva, means work and giving yourself over to Torah. And according to the Taz, it means to learn Torah on the most profound level, but there are pilpul, the Yigiyah. And certainly, the Taz would reflect the main sugya about Yigiyah Sator, that's Megillah, Davav, where it says, Yom l'cha adam yagati v'lo matzasi al tamin, lo yagati matzasi al tamin, yagati matzasi tamin. There must be Yigiyah, and we're talking about Yigiyah HaSeichel, to understand Torah on its most profound level. And the Gemara says, L'divrei Torah lo amaran el l'chidudei, to be sharp about the Torah. Aval l'ukmi girsa siyata min shmayahi, so that a person's work and effort can bear the fruits of chidudei, of sharpening his understanding, his comprehension on the deepest level of Torah. But as far as guarantee that he won't forget the Torah, that requires siyata d'shmaya. So it seems that there are two understandings of Reish Lakish and perhaps we can easily integrate them. When Reish Lakish says a deretor miskaimel b'misha memes atzmoleh, it includes two dimensions. First of all, he has to sanctify his body and dedicate his physicality to melus v'tor. That's primary, not to achil and shasiyah, but on the contrary, to niyud achil and shasiyah v'sheina. And that's the mission in Avos that we saw. Kachi darka shol Torah pasma mel tochal. That's the Ram that we saw about Mavis Atzma Mitzar Gufo Tomid. And then the second shot is, and this reflects what we saw in the Taz, that a person has to sanctify and purify his neshama and his intellect with Yigiyas HaSeichel B'tor B'der Pilpul. And as a result, he'll be able to mezachech, he'll be able to purify his guf and his neshama. If we do both, then we have a double purification process. We have a mitzar gufo, which is to mezakech the guf, to purify the guf, and we have the pilpul shel Torah, the giyah b'Torah, the neshama becomes more purified. So we can achieve both goals vis-a-vis both the neshama and the guf. Perhaps these two interpretations of Reish Lakish correspond and parallel two shitos halimud, two approaches or methodologies of study. Where should we put the emphasis? One approach is bekiyus, to study as much Torah as possible, to be very comprehensive about our understanding of Torah in terms of the breadth and the scope of Torah. That's called bekiyus. And the other approach, the other method, is charifus, the sharpness, the penetration into the depths of the Torah, the intellectual rigorous analysis of the Torah. And these two methodologies are presented in the Gemara in Horio Staf Yudalid. Om Rab Yochanan Pligi Bar Rab Shim Gamliel Rabban Chad Omar Sinai Odif V'Chad Omar Oker Horim Odif. Rashi explains that what is Sinai? Sinai, says Rashi, is Misha Shana Mishna Ubraisa Sturim Lo Kinesinosim Ar Sinai. Sinai means that just like in Ar Sinai, you got everything, all the Torah was presented in an organized way. A Talmud Chacham who's a Baki, he's an expert in Kol HaTorah Kula, like the way it was given at Ar Sinai. His Bekiyus, his Sinai, puts him on the highest level according to one of these two opinions. That's called Chad Omar Sinai Odif. The other opinion says Oker Chaharim, to undermine mountains, to rip off mountains from the foundations. Rashi says Chariv Umefalpil B'Torah. He has the sharpness, the dialectic of Torah, the analysis of Torah. Afal Pi, says Rashi, Shein Mishnah Vaisas Durim Lo Kol Kach. He doesn't have it organized so well. He can't tell you, what's on each blot and what's in each Mishnah, but he has it in terms of his conceptual, intellectual comprehension. He has a real orientation of the Torah itself, the entire Torah. And according to that second opinion, Oker Harim is even greater than Bekiyus in Torah, than Sinai. The Gemara tells us that this question about what's Adif actually had its practical manifestations when historically the Jewish people were at a crossroads to decide who would be the Rosh Hashiva in Bavel, who would be the top scholar in charge of the learning in Bavel. And there were two candidates. One was Rav Yosef and the other was Rabba. Rav Yosef is described in the Gemara as a Sinai. He was a Baki B'Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabba is described in the Gemara as an Oker Harim. He was Mechudad B'Pilpul HaTorah. Very sharp mind. Very analytic mind. Sholchu L'Taman. They sent a question to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Eizem Em Kodem. Who should be first? Who should we appoint as the Rosh Hashiva in Bavel? Sholchu L'Sinai Adif. Rav Yosef, who's the Baki, he gets preference. The Omer Mar, Hakol Tzricha L'Mari Dechita. Everyone needs the Mari Dechita V'Alachitim to buy wheat so that they can bake their breads. Everyone needs the Baki in Halacha. Without the bekiyus, the knowledge of halacha, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to act, we don't know any answers to any questions. But the Gemara goes on to say the following, that even though Rav Yosef represents Sinai, and if our conclusion is that Sinai Adif, they would have appointed Rav Yosef, despite it all, Lo kibo Rav Yosef Ale, Rav Yosef refused to accept the highest position, the tafkid of being Rosh Hashiva, and instead he deferred to Rabba. Moach Rabba Esrin Utartin Shonin. Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, the top, for 22 years. And Hadar Moach Rav Yosef. After the death, the passing of Rabba, then the one who became the Melech, the one who became the Rosh Hashiva after Rabba, was Rav Yosef. Now, in light of what we said, that there are two interpretations of Reish Lakish's Memes Atzmo Aleha, and they parallel these two drachim, these two methodologies or approaches, of which takes priority, Sinai or Oker Harim, then when the Rambam says that a person should dedicate himself to Torah study both during the day and at night through miut achilu shesia, that could be understood, this physical denial of any pleasures in this world in order to physically dedicate the body to the study of Torah. This reflects the Bechina of Sinai. In other words, you need Bekiyas and Kol Torah Kula the way it was given at our Sinai. And that Bekiyas is reflected in the concept of Lasok B'Torah Yomam V'Layla B'Miyad Achilu Shesia. That's Sinai. However, the interpretation of the Taz, that he should be Amel B'Torah B'Derech Pilpul, that's already Oker Harim. And Af Shalafia Maskara Baki B'Chinas Sinai, even though the Gemara's conclusion was that Sinai Adiv, right, Hakol Tzvich L'Mar Dechita, as we said before, but nevertheless, we need Esek HaTorah Be'iyun, be'pilpul, be'oker harim, because without the igia of iyun and pilpul, then that's not a complete study of Torah. Without the igia sasechel, the Torah won't last very long. He won't remember it too long. Now, when we contemplate the personality, so to speak, of Reish Lakish himself, and we called him a Noah Doresh Vino Mekayim, we could see both Perushim in Memes Atzmo Aleha. He was both a Sinai and an Oker Harim, because on the one hand, as we saw the testimony of Ula Aroes Reish Lakish Reish Mejkilu Oker Harim, he certainly, Reish Lakish, fits that category, the intellectual prowess and genius of an Oker Harim. But on the other hand, he was Mishnaso Stur Lefanav. All his Torah was organized in front of him. He was the Bechina of Sinai, not just Oker Harim, but also of Sinai. Because every time he came in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, he entered into Rabbi Yochanan's private chamber, so to speak, his base medrash. His seder as mishnas harbin pomim kineged arbaim yom shenitna Torah behar Sinai. That's the emphasis here on Sinai. So again, when we talk about Sinai having your Torah organized, we saw Rashi, and Rashi says Sinai is Mishnu Brisas Sturlo Knesinos and Misinai. Now we see the description of Reish Lakish when he prepared himself to enter into the Shir, as we said, of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Tainus, as we mentioned. It was Misadar Masnisin, he organized his learning. But also, we have the statement of Ula that Reish Lakish was the paradigm of Oker Harim V'Tochnan Zebazeh. And that makes him the Oker Harim and not just the Sinai. That's the statement of Ula, Gemara in Sanhedrin. So therefore we should understand perhaps the double language, the repetitive language of the Hesped of Rabbi Yochanan, his great disciple Reish Lakish, when he says, Hecha Atbar Lakisha, Hecha Atbar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? You had a great koach, number one in Yediyas HaTorah B'Kiyas B'Bchinas Sinai, and moreover, you had a tremendous koach, Reish Lakish, of Harifas HaTorah, you were an Oker Harim, it was tremendous. And I'll call Dvar Torah Shamarti L'cha Sha'alta Chof Deis Kushos V'tiratzta Chof Dalet Kushos V'tiratzta Chof Dalet Terutzin. Our discussion could perhaps shed a light on Moshe Rabbeinu at Matan Torah Vayotze Moshe Sa'am Likras Elokim in Amachne. This is the introduction to Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Yisro Vayisiatzvu B'tachtis Ha'har. And the Gemara says in the famous Haggadah of Matan Torah Shabbos Daf Peches Vayisiatzvu Tach Sahar Melavit Shekofa Kodesh Baruch Aleim Es Har Kigigis. And Tosus asked the obvious question: the people of Israel said Nasav initially, they declared their readiness to accept Torah. So why was it necessary for Kodesh Baruch to put the mountain over their head and threaten them? But the answer is perhaps that Har Sinai, where the people of Israel accepted the Torah, that's the Bechina that symbolically represents Sinai, which means Bekiyas Bekol Bitzat Torah, can you see also B'Sinai? But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be Osek B'Torah, not just as a Sinai with Bekiyas, but also with Derech Pilpul, the Iyun, Oker Harim. Because without the Yigiyas HaSeichel of the Oker Harim, it's impossible to be Masig HaSogas, to really achieve great things in Torah. Lo Yagati, Umatzasi, Al Tamid. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Oker Har Sinai Mimkomo, and by uprooting the mountain of Sinai, God, so to speak, integrates everything together, both the Derech of Sinai and the Derech of Harim, of Oker Harim. And this was an allusion, a message to the people, that on top of the Esek and Bekiyus HaTorah, which means the knowledge of the Torah, to gather as much Yediyas HaTorah as possible, which is called Sinai, but a person also has to be Osek B'Torah, dedicate himself to Pilpul, and Oker Harim. So on the one hand, we need Yediyas HaTorah, we need Bekiyas HaTorah, the Bechina of Har Sinai, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oker, the mountain, and he conveys the message that we have to be Osek B'Pilpul HaTorah, that's called an Oker Harim. And perhaps the Oker Harim, then the word Harim is in plural, would be based on what it says in the Medrash in Yalkut Ruveni, that at the time of Matan Torah, Nekar HaMoria Ubal Har Sinai, that the Torah was given not only on Har Sinai, but also on Har HaMoria. It means that Okar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Har Sinai Mimkomo. Har Sinai was removed from its place. Okar HaShnei HaHorim Har Moria V'Har Sinai Sheneschabru Yachad. And that's the Bechina of Oker Harim, in plural, two Harim, two mountains. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kofal Emar Kigigis, Imatem Mekabalim Es HaTorah Mutav, and what it meant by Imatem Mekabalim Es HaTorah, you have to accept and commit yourself to Torah on both levels, both methodologies, Sinai and Oker Harim. You have to be Osek B'Torah B'Bekiyas B'Hekev, and really wrap yourself around the Torah as an entity, as a totality, but also b'charifus b'derech pilpul. And mutav, and then everything is good. You makabel the Torah in both dimensions, in both methodologies, with Sinai and with Oker Harim. That's fine. But in lav, if you're not willing to accept upon yourself both, is sham teik furaschem. That's the end of it. Torah will not be able to continue unless there is a commitment to both drachim, to Sinai and to Oker Haran. There are many, many aspects of our discussion today that have to be studied and have to be emphasized. I'll give you just a few examples. The Gemara in Darim on Daf Lamed Ches speaks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Pilpul Shel Torah. He was Noeg Ayin Tova, and he transmitted, he shared it with Klal Yisrael, Tova Ayin Hu Yevorach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu the koach, the power and the authority to be machria, to decide issues, to tip the scale in one direction as opposed to another. He's the machria, Moshe Rabbeinu. And perhaps included in this is that Moshe Rabbeinu would be the machria as to whether Isaac HaTorah should be B'kiyas of Sinai or its pilpul and Charifus B'Oker Horeb. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Derech Pilpul, the Koach HaPilpul, and he transmits it to Klal Yisrael, Ayin Tova, Ayin Uyevorach. In other words, he was magnanimous, he wasn't selfish, because that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted two different mountains, Har Sinai and Har Amoriah, and Kofa Oleim Har Kigigis, is in order to teach us that we need both the Esek B'Torah B'Bchinas Sinai, and we need the Esek HaTorah B'Bchinas Oker Horim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu that it would be appropriate for him to transmit to Klal Yisrael the Koach HaPilpul. And we begin to understand Yaakov Avinu's Shevach for Yisachar, who is the Amud HaTorah, on the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yisachar Chamor Goren, Roveitz Ben HaMishpasayim, Vayar Menucha Ki Tov, Vesa Oretz Ki Naema, Vayetshech Mo Lizbol, Vayhila Masoved. Rashi explains that Yisachar Chamor Goren, just as the Chamor is a Baal, Atzmus, Atzomus V'Sovel, he's able to have a long tolerance level for the weight that's being put on him. That's the chamor. And this chamor is a strong chamor. And it has the capacity, if you put weight on top of it, even something very, very heavy, it's roveitz ben hamishpatayim. It's this chamor that goes yom v'layla. It doesn't have any rest in its house. And when he wants to rest, then roveitz ben atchumim b'tchumei ha'yoros shaholich shom pragmatia. We can discuss this at great length. I just want to mention that Rabbeinu HaKadosh Ravida Hanasi begins Torah Shbal Peh with the statement of Rabbi Eliezer about the Ashmur Rishona, and the Mishnah in Avos lists the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, is described as a bar sid she'eno ma'abe tipa. He doesn't lose anything. He doesn't forget anything. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Now there are other descriptions here. Rabbi Shu ben Hananya is described as Ashri Oladito, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen is Chosid, Rabbi Shim ben Nasanel is a Yerechet, Rabbi Loz ben Arach is a Mayinam is Gaber. And who are your Omer? This is what he used to say, Rabbi Elias ben Hurkis. If you call Chachmi Sobekaf Lesnaim, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say he said it because that would be Gaiva, but it was said about him. Eliezer ben Hyrcanus v'kaf shnia machrias kulon. So he is even weightier, Rabbi Eliezer, than all the other Chachmi Yisrael together combined. See clearly that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is described as a bar sid she'enamat be'tipa. That means he's a Sinai, he's a baki, but called sidri alochas k'nisinosim v'sinai. At the end of this list of the five Talmidim, the outstanding disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and he is described as the Mayan HaMisgaber. He is the Mefalpel, the Mechadish Bechdushei Halachas. He is the Oker Harim. And we have here Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanakama holds that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus and classified him as Machrias Kulon. Why? Because he's the Baki, he's the Bechinas Sinai, and he's superior to all of them. But Abishol holds that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Loz ben Arach that he's Machrias Kulon. He's the Charef, he's the Mefalpel, he's the Oker Harim, he's greater than everyone else. So that at this point we are almost finished. So we have two opinions, you know, putting on one side of the scale Rabbi Loza ben Hurkanus and describing him as being Machrias Kulam, he's the greatest, he's the Baki, he's the Sinai, and putting Rabbi Loza ben Arach on the other side of the scale, he's Machria, he's the greatest because he's the Charef of a football, he's the Oker Harim. And perhaps we can understand why Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he organized the Mishnayos, then he accepts the Tanakama and he says, Hu haya omer im yiu kol chachmi so bekaf maznayim v'rabalozer ben hurkenes bekaf shnia machrias kulam, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted to be machria of the Stam Mishnah, that the Ikar Aloch is like Rabalozer ben Hurkanus because he's the Baki, he's the Sinai, and he could be Machria even Rabbi Loza ben Arach. And we can begin to understand the reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh chose to open up Torah Shebaal Peh with the statement, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, to teach us that the Talmud Chacham, who's the Sinai, is other from the Oker Harim. And that which Rabbi Loza ben Hurkanus was Machria all Chachmi Yisrael, and Sholchul b'nei Bavel, miu b'chinas Sinai, he's Adif al Oker Harim, and they derive this from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is the Nasi Beretz Yisrael, and he was so same Kitanakama, and that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who's Machria all Chachmi Yisrael, because he's the Bechina of Sinai, of the Baki. And if we look at the end of the Mishnayos, after we conclude the sixth Sidrei Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Uktzin, Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Lo Motza Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kli Amachzik Baruch Hu, Sol Hashem, Shenemar Hashem Oz, etc., etc. And we compare that to the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, the first Mishnah, Mayem Asai Korin Hashma B'Arvis. What is the connection between the end of the Mishnayos, the end of Uktzin and the beginning of Brachos, the beginning of Mishnayos? We take a look at the Tosfos Yontif, who claims that Rabbeinu HaKadosh chose to end the Mishnayos with a statement about Shalom. Bala hamtik ulior alavav she'afal pisha Mishnayos meleim mimachlokos shoyu ben hachachomim pen yala liv ki machlokosim oysa merivo matza oma lochen she'oz ha'torah Kli moli birchas Hashem shu ashalom ein bo shemetz riv v'chiluke levavos ka mamorom ki yedabru es oivehem nirim ka oivim v'nasim oavim zel ez egmar kedushin bevade shekenu l'mayiminim bo lomdim l'shma lo lihis yaher o lihis gadol b'fnei achirim. And maybe what's going on here, what's being taught here, is that even though the Mishnayos are full of debates amongst the Chachmei Mishnah, some went in the direction or in the pathway of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and they dedicated themselves to Bekiyas B'Torah B'chinas Sinai. There were others who chose the methodology, the approach of Rabbi Loza ben Arach, who was a Mayan HaMisgaber, to the Osik B'Pilpul HaTorah B'chinas Oker Harim. But nevertheless, there was peace between them. Eilu v'eilu divrei l'chaim. A person has to, on the one hand, be misyageh b'Torah in kamus, meaning to comprehensively broaden the scope with tremendous bekiyas, but also in echus, in quality, in charifus, in iyun, and dissection analysis of the Torah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh again held that Sinai is Odif from Oker Harim. Therefore he opens the Mishnayos in the midst of Kriyat Shema with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, to mention the name of Rabbi Eliezer, about whom Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Rebbe, testified that he was a bar sid sheinam apei tipa. He didn't lose anything, he had it all. He would be machria all the tanoim because Sinai Odif me Oker Harim. However, Lamaisa, when you think about these two drachim and integrating both Bekiyus of Sinai and Pilpul and Iyun of Oker Harim, perhaps that's what Chazal meant in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kam Mashmalon to Ligmar Inish Vahadar Lizbar. And Rashi explains Ligmar Inish, first he has to start with Ligmar Inish, Ligro Shmaito Mirabeh. The Afal Pishalo Yoda Lakula Tami, first he has to get down the information, he has to gather the knowledge. He doesn't understand it yet. But Hodar in the second stage, then Lizbar, Taime, he's ready to analyze the underlying precepts and principles and dissect it until he penetrates to the very foundation. So first we start with Lasadar Ashmus Bederch Bekiyus. First we start with Sinai, and then only after that we're ready for the Hisamkus to go to plummet to death. Stohazbir Advar Bederch Pilpul Bechinas Otze Oker Horin. And Nafla, in his introduction to Masechta Ksubis, explains what the Gemara means in Shabbos, Ligmar Vahada Lizbar, that first a person should study, he should be Sadar his Mishnayis, it should be Torah Shebal Peh in a very organized way, and then he can embark on Pilpul Bahavonis Divrayim, he should be Mechadish Chidushim, he should clarify his Chelik in Torah, and that's the ultimate level of integration, of synthesis of both Sinai and Oker Harim. When Chazal on the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Nitzavim, it says, that all the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, so they all stood at Har Sinai. What it means is, those who aren't here, but the Neshamas are here, the Neshamas haven't even come down to this world yet, nevertheless, Atem, Imanu Ayom, you're with us. And as we say in Tefillah at the end of Shmone Esrei on a daily basis, three times a day, Kol Adam Yomar V'chein V'sein Chalkeinu B'sor Secha, which is part of Kol Yisrael Yeshnam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Therefore it's Royal L'Chol Adam L'Chadish Eschelko U'Lotzia Mikach HaNishash B'Nishmas Al Apol V'Omru Ligmar Inish V'Hadar Lizbar B'Tchila Tzarech Adam Ligmar. First stage one, he should organize all that he received in the Torah of the Chachamim that came before us. But the Akarkach, then Yisbonen Lahamtzi is Chelko Shachon Hashem. Now he has to be a very individual way, very creative way, come up with his understanding, his perspective in a very unique way. And therefore, Betucha. If he puts in the Yigiyah, then we know he's going to succeed. And the Gemara says, Yagati v'lo matzasi al tamin. Don't believe him if he puts in the Yigiyah and he claims he doesn't know. We're discussing chidude, which means to understand and dissect the Torah. If he was brought down into this world for that particular section of the Torah, that's his. You know, that's where he has to plow and he has to plant and harvest. Is that's his chelek? And bevadai, if he puts in the yigia, he'll certainly reveal his chelek, his particular individual portion of Torah. And this will shed a light on the pasuk in Mishlei Sheschayel Miyimtzu V'Rochuk Nivim Michra Batach Bolei Baal Sholol Yechzar. The chelek that a person has in Torah is called Arusasa. The Gemara Darshan Zid in Maseth of Brachos Al Tikri Morosha Kilus Yaakvel Morosa. He has to put all his koach, all his energy, and all his toil and effort in Adam Kiyomus Ba'olol Misha Meimis Atzvah Torah in order to reveal his chelek in Torah. And that's the phrase Eish Hischayil, if he puts all his koach in, v'chelech lo raisa, as Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, chelech, you have the power lo raisa, with the Yegia, he will finally reveal that portion of Torah Yiratzim, if his will, that each and every one of us should dedicate ourselves to both Sinai and Ochr Harim, Ligmar v'Adar Lispar, and Emir Sashem, each and every one of us should be zocheh to reveal his individual chelek in Torah Seichel Kenu B'Sar Sechel Ken Yiratzon Amen.